둘, 셋, 파!
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And Future Stronger You can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
There you are.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the episodes. Do hope you hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. In fact, you'll get three interviews sent your way, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Makes it a great way to keep up with your favorite artists, discover those new ones. You can grab us anywhere you get your podcasts from. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere. Anywhere you get your podcasts from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Just go ahead and subscribe at all of them, just to, you know, cover your tracks. And don't forget to give the series a rating and leave a review at every single one of them. We've had some great guests on lately, including Keith Urban, who is just here, comedian Tim Heidecker, Les Claypool of Primus, David Yao of the Jesus Lizard, actors Keith Powered and John Luis Castellanos. They star in Uglies on Netflix. John Early, the comedian musician here, Father John Misty, Sugar Ray Rayford, Kiana Simone. She stars in The Supremes at Earl's All You Can Eat. We started the month with Akon talking about the 20th anniversary of Trouble. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with H. John Benjamin. I've spent a lot of the past 15 years of my life listening to this man in animated form. You know him as the title characters in both Archer and Bob's Burgers, amongst many, many other roles. He is back as the Jazz Daredevil. Now, this is a moniker that he came up with and had put out two albums in the past, both instrumental, both involves him playing piano badly with jazz players who are very, very good at their jobs. So on this third outing, the character takes center stage in what's called the original motion picture soundtrack of the unproduced film The Jazz Daredevil, which just as it sounds, is a soundtrack to a movie that hasn't been made yet. But unlike those first two albums of instrumentals, this record also features dialogue of what would be in the film if the film were to have actually been made. But not all of the dialogue, so there's actually plenty of mystery for us to figure out what the hell is happening in the story at any given time. John's going to tell us how the script and concept came to be, how he conceived the character after a Bob's Burgers live show, and the blind confidence and pride that keeps our hero recording and releasing, despite the fact that he can't really play piano. John also reveals some of the inspiration they took from Bernard Herrmann's Vertigo score, getting his home movies buddy Brendan Smalls involved for a metal song, and recording the noises for the sex scene that's also on this record. He also considers if more of this story is still to come. And outside of all that, we'll look back on his work in Masters of None, and he'll preview the upcoming Familiar Touch, which finds him taking on drama and crying. All that and more as we discuss the original motion picture soundtrack of the unproduced film The Jazz Daredevil. It's Kyle Meredith with H. John Benjamin.
How are you?
Are you comfortable? You got your phone okay?
Yeah. I have to hold it up and I have limited mobility, but I think my arm will work to hold this up for at least a half hour. All look, right. I'm not complaining.
I was complaining for you. Midwestern thing.
That seems to be the opposite of how people perceive the Midwest, right?
Well, it's not the complaining. It's
no complaining.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the overcorrecting of I'm making sure. Are you okay? It's the overcorrection of are you okay?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm taking that burden off of you.
We're the perfect yin yang. The Jew and the Midwesterner. It's a classic sitcom premise.
That's gonna be great for everybody.
Yeah. A lot of names.
A lot of names. And of course, the things that everyone knows you from, Bob's Burgers and Archers. I've been such a big fan for such a very, very long time. And I love that you have continued what we're talking about today with the Jazz Daredevil, the third, I think, in the series, the original motion picture soundtrack of the unproduced film, The Jazz Daredevil. This is fun. I don't know if you can give, I think you can give the background on this. This is sort of the continuing saga.
I think this is like a new, maybe a new iteration for the Jazz Daredevil, but some of the stuff, if you've loved the Jazz Daredevil's music, you will appreciate. But there's some new additions in this version. You know, we've made an entire soundtrack to a movie that doesn't exist, that maybe someday will. We did the soundtrack first. It's not typically the way you would do it. Usually, maybe I'm speaking the obvious here, but you make the movie and then the fans go out and buy the soundtrack. We're switching it up. You'll have to hear the soundtrack first, try and figure out what the movie's about. Hopefully you'll be interested in what that movie is about, even though it's kind of convoluted and hard to figure out. But if you get through that, I think maybe there's a chance we'll make the movie.
Although at this point we know sort of how the movie will end. I mean, you might have to, you know, do some twisty-turny.
I don't know. Do you? Do you know who died? Do you know who died?
Oh, you know what? I didn't really consider it like that, right? Because what I was about to say is it's the way you do, because when you're listening to this, sort of piece together the story, like, you know, using the old brain box to figure out what the movie looks like in my head.
Wait, do you have a brain box?
You better believe it, buddy.
Holy shit.
Got it at Home Depot on a Saturday.
That's one of the first, yeah. There's not many people out there who have those yet. I would like to come over and use yours.
Check out the old brain box. Open her up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is fun though, because and I'll back up. So there was the first Jazz Daredevil album, and it was just fun jazz with great musicians and yourself playing piano badly. Yeah. Then we get the second one, which is these iconic film scores, which goes more into the Moog territory. But this is the first time, like, this is a fleshed out character. There is a script involved.
We're trying to get less and less fun. That's what we're doing.
But like, is that the truth? Like, was this ever really actually pitched as a movie first? Or do you come up with the concept like this?
No, there's a real movie.
There is a real movie.
There's a full script, yeah. Which was passed on many, many times by different studios and producers. So we made the soundtrack from the movie. So there's an actual movie there. So all the dialogue parts you're hearing in the movie comes from an actual script that exists on my shelf, sitting on my shelf.
So one of these days, but that's the era that, I mean, we've been in this era for a little while now, but like what we all have to do, one, because creative people have to stay creative, but two, everyone's got a job and everyone's going after a job. And so the things that we go through just to be able to also do the next project, because you can, right? You can take it. Like if someone doesn't want something, you can like, the hell with it. I'm doing it however I want to do it. You know, like that's,
yes.
I don't know. There's some freedom to that. Do you feel like it's freedom?
Yeah. That was like honestly, when we had written the script, we kind of like certainly had illusions that we were going to get it made, you know, like anything. And then figuring out a way to get the idea out there, that is the creative part. And there is freedom in that. Yeah. So, yeah, not that it always works out, but like if the end of the story is a few people get to see the Jazz Daredevil movie, that'll be a beautiful ending. I don't think it's going to happen that way, but at least you get the soundtrack.
But it could happen. But it could happen.
But it could happen in a perfect world.
And we'll be right back right after this.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with H. John Benjamin.
Where did the Jazz Daredevil come from?
He came from America. He was born and raised in central Massachusetts. I was trying to remember how I conceived the character, and I think it actually came from a comedy bit. Oh, we were just talking about this with my family. My son's 21 now. I think it was the first time he ever saw me perform. And it was in a Bob's Burgers live show where they had all the cast members do stand up. And for one of the bits I did, I used to do a bit where, and forgive me, it's all pretty murky, but I used to do a bit where I'd bring out, there would be a piano on stage. And I would say that, you know, music has been, a big part of, you know, what got me through my childhood. I was brought up very, very wealthy, upper middle class, and music really helped get me through that. And
like the Ben Folds Rock in the Suburb type of a thing.
Yeah. And then I was like, I'd like to play a song about that experience and how music was an outlet for me. And then I would just bang on the keys and be like, I was so wealthy. I didn't need to learn how to play piano.
That's a good bit.
It was a good bit, but it like kind of bombed. And my son was like, boy, you suck. And everybody else, like Eugene Merman and Kristen Schaal, all the cast members, they killed. And I, for some reason, so I took offense to my son's dislike of my comedy. And I just pushed back and created a whole character that would play that poorly. So my son inspired me to get him back.
To create a character out of spite. This is the spite character.
It's the age-old story, right? Father versus son. This is right.
Well, thank goodness it happened. We all benefited from that
yeah, little yeah. moment, right?
Yeah.
Yes. No, I have him to thank for saying, like, yeah, that was terrible, Dad. I'm so sorry.
So, you know, and that further makes me question, like, if the Jazz Daredevil himself, as he says in the early, well, you know, because the saga starts with him trying to sell his soul to the devil, which doesn't work out. Mm-hmm. But yet he releases the albums. He knows he's not the genius that he wanted to be.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one thing to go into a club and play it, to go through the entire process of making the record, knowing who he is, and still says, but I'm putting it out. Mm-hmm. is that blind confidence? Like, what drives that?
Yeah, there's I suppose it's a combination of blind confidence and pride, you know, hubris. He's not going to let. It's a tragic story, right? Practically Greek in its scope. Yes, he's not going to give up the ability to not play well. He's not going to let that go. So yeah, that would be my take on the Jazz Daredevil.
Now, as I do listen to this new to the soundtrack, and as we're talking about sort of piecing together these moments, the lead female part, has she heard those first two albums? Does she know who he is?
That's up to interpretation, but I think we in the script and on the album in the first scene, she does say she's a big fan. Now, whether or not she's a big fan from his previous work, it's sort of unclear. He did just play her a song live in a jazz club. So whether or not she was referring to what I just heard or your entire body of work, not quite sure. Not quite sure it matters either. But my guess is she's a fan of his work. Like she's heard albums before. In the movie, she is kind of also in the music industry. So if you apply it to real life, yeah. But things are a little murky in this Jazz Daredevil world. It's kind of a comic book.
That's what I liked about it, though. It almost takes those first two albums in, like, there's, it just adds another layer, a little dimension to it. You know, now those albums that you've just put out with this character are now part of more of a story than just they were, you know, I don't know. It's fun. It's fun.
Well, the kid, like, yeah, it's fun. Well, the character is himself in this, involved in this, you know, even outside the world of the albums, involved in this. And that's me in this epic struggle of having to figure out how to do another album. So you're kind of seeing the product of that.
The songs on here, they all say the fact that you worked in braggadocious into the lyrics. Mm-hmm. It's very impressive. See, that's one of those modes, you know, you were talking about the jump off from Bob's Burgers. Like, that's when I'm like, how big of an influence has that music had on this? And that's one of those moments where I go, maybe that's one of those, you know, who does braggadocious as a lyric and makes it work?
Yeah, yeah. It sort of rhymes with atrocious.
Limo ride, another, like, limo ride's a moment, like, it's pretty and it's chaotic. Of course, uh-huh. It's creepy. It reminds me a little bit of what is it? The David Lynch movie Lost Highway. I don't know if you ever seen.
Oh, okay, nice. Yes, I have. Yeah. Very good scoring for David Lynch movies too, as well. We pulled a little bit from Bernard Herrmann type orchestral. Vertigo was an album we listened to a lot when we were recording. But I don't want to get too heady about it because we didn't do a lot of research.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with H. John Benjamin. How does the writing happen? Like, you're working with collaborators, I know. Like, you know, on the musical side, are you writing the music? Are you like conducting, producing? Like a song like Limo Ride, I guess, is, you know.
I wouldn't say, yeah, Limo Ride would be a good example of how, if I had to discuss process. Like inside the actor's studio or something. I would say we did have a Bernard Herrmann reference from Vertigo. Zach Seaman, who was doing the music with me, would build a orchestral track very in the vein of Bernard Herrmann. And then I would run to a piano and hit notes that I thought might make sense. So there's not a lot of takes. It goes very fast. It goes very fast.
Because if you do too many takes, you're going to start learning the song.
Yes, and I will have to. Luckily, it is jazz, so that I don't have to play exactly the same notes. Although I guess I assume I don't know. You have to learn if you were in jazz class, you have to learn like Freddie Freeloader or something. You have to learn it the way it's played. But I'm the jazz daredevil. I don't have to do that. I can play it differently every time. I could get in the ballpark.
Right. Oh, and that's fine because it's jazz. Again, because it's jazz.
Exactly. Right. It's a new interpretation. Everybody, when I play live, it's a little bit different. My live
version. The greatest out you could have done. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm totally covered. I will never, ever have to learn how to play piano.
Opposite sounds on this record, Murder Plot.
Yes.
Where? How did that one happen then?
Well, that's... luckily I know Brendan Small from my work with him on Home Movies, and you know, he did the long many seasons of a show, Metalocalypse, and we had created a character in the script that was like played metal in his the caretaker of the in the story of this takes place at this lake house retreat. And the caretaker has a small cottage, and he's a metalhead, and he played. So we just called Brendan and said we record a metal song. I sent him the lyrics because they apply to the story, and he sent me Murder Plot back in like 24 hours. He did everything. So he's so good, and so fast, and yeah, that was a plan to work that song in there from the beginning anyway, but picking Brendan was perfect.
It's such a fun moment when that hits too, because you don't expect it. Yeah, you know, I mean, I just, you know, had the earbuds out doing the thing. And
yeah.
I was going to say, which I could also say about the sex scene song too, things you didn't expect if you're not looking at the track list.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable. Yeah, I hope that's not how I really sound, but it's possible.
How many people were in the room when you were recording that one?
All my ex-girlfriends.
Wow, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Remember?
I'm listening, and of course, here you are going through the sounds. And I just know, where's she at in this? But I guess it's funnier. Well,
that's the twist.
Yeah. It's just yeah.
there's many ways to interpret that. Yeah. Could have been a dream. Could have been a bit of self-love, or it could have been she really did enjoy the experience, but I did.
Seemed loud for self-love, I believe. I love the idea just of you in the box recording that, though. Like, I love just picturing what that must have been like.
I think I'm pretty sure there were more than three people there, and yes. And I would say Alexis Rose Kesselman, who did the vocals for Lorraine, I think was there for that, and that I did have to apologize like profusely for that.
By the way, and she sounds fantastic.
She's great. She has a great voice.
When her song comes on there, you know, early on, and right, you know,
she's a singer in her own right, does her own stuff, very different from the style of music that we had her sing.
Okay, so let's say the movie doesn't get made. It's the soundtrack.
I'll bet you $1,000 the movie doesn't get made, but go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, so do you consider like the continuing saga? Do you spell this out a little bit more? Is there a part two of this?
Sequel
deeper? I don't know, whatever it is. Do you think that there's more Jazz Daredevil?
I hope so. I hope so. I like the ability to keep not being able to play piano, that desire will never stop. It's just like for anybody who can play, I have the same desire, just the not the same ability. So It's like asking someone, are you going to ever stop playing piano? Do you ask a piano player that? And they will probably say, no, I'm not going to stop. So, no, I'm not going to stop.
The Jazz Daredevil rides again and again.
He will. He will.
What else is going on? I was just looking at some other stuff. Master of None. Does that ever get brought up? Because that was great work in that show.
Not in my household, but not because I've told people to never mention it. But yeah, that was fun show to do. I had a small role in that overall. But I had been friendly with Aziz for years prior, and yeah, I haven't heard anybody mention it in a while.
It was great work that you did in that. It's nice seeing you in these different ways. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. I've realized I've no formal acting training, and I just did a dramatic role last year in a film called Familiar Touch, which is going to Venice, premiering in Venice this year, where I had to cry, and I was like terrified that I'm gonna fuck up this movie entirely, and I did pretty well. I cried a lot.
You figured it out. How did you do that? If you didn't have the training, like, do you go through a YouTube tutorial, or do you just, like, you got it? Like, you feel it?
I'm just sad.
Crying comes easy.
Yeah, so I know I can play dramatic roles now because I'm just a mess. I'm a mess. So if you need a character that's a mess, it's, you know.
Call John up. That's,
Yeah, I haven't. Most likely I hadn't slept the night before. What was that? Laurence Olivier, Dustin Hoffman, right? Wasn't that like.
Was that their thing?
Hoffman for Marathon Man, like stay up four nights in a row so that he could.
I didn't know that.
And Olivier told him, why don't you try acting? So I'm more on the Hoffman. I'm a method. I'm without any training. I'm a intuitive method actor.
See, now I think, I mean, most of the directors I know, it's like you get there however you can. Like, that's on you. That's, you know, however we get it, whatever it takes. That's
right.
Don't think too much about it.
It's just lucky it worked out, I think, is the truth.
That's coming out next year.
I don't know. I mean, it's premiering in Venice, and then I assume it has to go through, whatever. But it was a great experience in a very serious movie, and I haven't seen it yet, so I'll see it hopefully in the fall and see myself crying.
Well, I'll look forward to it. We'll all look forward to your...
But I'll also see myself crying in the mirror right after this interview.
Oh, for some reason, I still appreciate that. I don't know. That still sounds...
No, it's not your fault.
I'm supposed to tell you. It's not your fault.
Right.
Right. That's the thing.
That's our thing.
Yeah, the record, I love that this character still exists and that you're doing what you're doing with this. Movie or not, please keep doing these albums. It is fantastic. And seriously, man, it has been such a pleasure. It really has.
Yeah,
thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, it was really nice talking with you.
My thanks to John. The original motion picture soundtrack of the unproduced film The Jazz Daredevil is out now. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists. Discover those new ones. You can grab us anywhere you get your podcasts from, including Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions. Anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. After that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where you'll find me weeknights starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music, bonus interviews, lots of music news. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Tom Waits, The Darkness, U2, Talking Heads, Blondie, Katie Lang, Patti Smith, Don Felder, Shovels and Rope, Vandeveer, K's Choice, Arlo Parks, Laura Marling, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Humble Pie, ZZ Top, and my interview with Keanu Reeves. Just an example of what you can hear weeknights starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
I mean, you're not going to find a bigger Zoom fan than me. Oh, my God, I love it. Oh, can't get enough Zoom.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.